شو صار بيماري؟ سجن اف كوفال. Yeah, two sigils over there. The sigil of Locho Shane Sich Lagufo and the sigil of Koko Bukhaburo. First, we already mentioned by Locho Shane Sich Lagufo, Machlok is a Pshimin and a Behudo. Pshimin holds Locho Shane Sich Lagufo is part of a loss, so Behudo holds his Chayiv. The Pashas, we said the Machlok is based upon the Gmon Chagigo and Lafiod, that Pshimin holds part of a loss because it's a Chasson and Malach Machshevis, because since you do not want the Tikkun of the Govah Dover, only something else, therefore Chasson and Malach Machshevis. And the Yehuda holds, you have Melech Machshevis, the fact that Dova Acher gives you the Machshevis, that's what you want, that's Nichon Negeder of Melech Machshevis. The Yisoid of the Machlekes among the Rishonim seems to be three different ways to understand it. Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ramban. Malmo might be a fourth Malach, but we'll stick to these three Mahalchim. Tosfos Yisoid is the Geder, the definition of Melech Tzvich L'Gufoi. What's the definition of the Melech? How it was in the Mishkan. Not only do you learn out the Mishkan, the concept of the Melech itself, the Tzarech also, the Tachlis, also learn out from the Mishkan. The definition of Melech Tzricho, the Gufoi, is a Tachlis of the Melech, which Melech of the Melech in the Mishkan. Therefore, for example, by Mitzad Nachosh, the case of the Mishkan was you wanted the Nachosh for the Ar, you wanted the animals for the Ar, that's Tzricho the Gufoi. You want it not to damage you, therefore the Melech ain't Tzricho the Gufoi. That's Taisvis. Rashi, the words in the Tzadik Gimel Beis, certainly lepoloi loyoi tzarechlo. You do not need it. You do not want it. The way the Chanim Beikat tried to explain is that the fact that you have a te'elus begufa dover, that's mocha tzrichlo gufoi. You saw nachosh. You want the ur because you want the guf of the nachosh. That's tzrichlo gufoi. However, if you not have a te'elus chiyuvus begufa dover, you not have a positive outcome in the thing itself. That means you do not just do not want it to bite you. That's nichon negedem lochosh ain't tzrich l'gufoi. Therefore comes out the pashas our sugya the shitasai. Our sugya Rashi comes along and says the fact that we have a kilkul b'chabur in machlokes of Yehuda and of Shimon. Says Rashi, where exactly do you learn that from? Rashi says it depends upon the side of lochosh ain't tzrich l'gufoi. The side Rashi. When Kabbalah tomorrow sounds this way, and the Makkab of Mishnah, if one to see the Shalom is very clear this way, so I find it very good to try to understand that's Malach and Rashi. Now, the Yesod of Rashi, again, the Sugi over here, Davkovov is Lashitasei. Rashi understands the Geter of Malach Hashem Tzvich L'Gufo, it has to be Pete'elos B'Guf HaDover. Therefore, it comes out, according to Rashi, you never find a case of burning wood that's a case that's Malach, that there be a tick in the Guf HaDover. When you burn wood, the wood gets destroyed. You might want the heat, you might want to cook food, kedel, kedel is bashal. There'll never be a case that mitzad the wood is a kilkel. Mitzad by avaro, the case of chaburo also, even though you might want to do it to the child or to injure a person, mitzad the gufa dov, it's a kilkel. Therefore, Rashi says, you will not find a case of avaro, you will not find a case of chaburo anywhere, there won't be a case of a kilkel. Therefore comes out, since Reb Shimon always looks at the Guva Dover, how in the world can Mechai Mitzad Chabura? How in the world can Mechai Mitzad Havara? Any case, every case, Ladaf Kamilo and Havara Baskoin, all cases across the board. Therefore must be, Reb Shimon holds that Kilkul B'Chabura is Chayiv. Therefore, because he holds Melech HaShem Tzvich L'Gufo is Potter, Masha Enkein Reb Yehuda holds Melech HaShem Tzvich L'Gufo is Chayiv. Look at B'Mokam Acher, so when you burn wood, look at the fact that they're ticking, they're cooked food. Look at the ticking, they heated up the room. By the Havara, by the Ketz Chabura, look at the Tikkun, whatever the Miley have coming out of it. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos understand there's no such thing as, we're saying Rashi, there's no Havara, there's no Chabura that's going to ever have a Tikkun over here. According to Tosfos, the Yisoid Melech Hashem Tzvich L'Gufoi, now we look at the Guva Dover, it depends how it was in the Mishkan. If in the Mishkan was the Guva Dover you have an Afram, so then you look at the Guva Dover. If in the Mishkan was the outside factor, so look at the outside factor. There's nothing to do with the Guva Dover or not. Therefore, Rashi says, by case of Kedel is Bashi, you burn the wood. Rashi says, it's a Kilkul in the Guva Dover. Tosfos, how was it in the Mishkan? In the Mishkan, you want to burn something, you took wood, you burnt it, and you cooked something. That was mamish the case in the Mishkan. Therefore, that is the case of Melech Tzrich L'Gufoi. Therefore, you look at that act of burning, it's Avada Zetikin. Avada Zetikin. Therefore, Taisa cannot learn like Rashi, and therefore Taisa ends up, where is the Ma'amok of the Machloikis, Reb Yehuda and the Shimon? He says, Kabbalah, it must be a Kabbalah. We have no. We cannot tell upon melacha shein tzrich l'gufay. It's not tell upon melacha shein tzrich l'gufay. Because the definition of melacha shein tzrich l'gufay is not in the Guva Dava. The definition. How was it in the Mishkan? So it comes out when the Gemara says when you're learning out for Mila and Avor Bas Koyin, what are we learning out for Mila Avor Bas Koyin? Rashi is learning that we learn out the whole in of Chabura, the whole in of Avora. Not Dafka Avor Bas Koyin learning out. Learning all Avora in the whole entire Shabbos, from there we're learning out the fact that Kilkos B'chayim. By Mila, we're learning out all Mila. We're learning out from there from all Chabura that we chayim from it. Tosfos learns no, Avadir, even without Mila, without Avor, Avadir B'chayim on Shabbos. Every time you cook a pot to cook food, Avadir B'chayim inside, Havara, and Avada, if you do a Chabura, that's going to be a Tzarech, Avada B'chayim inside Chabura. However, Dafka by Mila and the Dafka Vavaras Bas Koyin, those are two cases that rather is no, there's not the case in the Mishkan. Those cases when you burn something to, on the Psila itself is not for something else. Therefore, those two cases specifically, learning out to be a Kilkel, that a Kilkel be high for it. So Rashi learning out all Chabur and all Avara. Tosh learning out specific cases of Kilkel, of Avara Bas Koyin and Mila. Mila and Avara, according to Tosis, you're giving, learning out cases that there's no, forget, the case in the Mishkan was the Tikkun Makamachar, it's in Tikkun Guvadavar, so it's not the case in the Mishkan. If you need a Tikkun, the Guvadavar. That's Rashi and that's Tosis. The Rabban comes along, and he's very interesting, he understands the Yisoid of Melacha She'ein Tzrich L'Gufoy, Pashas like Rashi, it's a Te'elis B'Guvadavar, yet he learns the Sugya like Tosis. And explains it. He understands, he goes on explaining that the side of Melacha She'ein Tzrich L'Gufa, what makes something not being the tatlis of the Melacha, again, Taisa says you look at the Mishkan, Rashi looks, says you look focus on the specific thing. When you burn wood, there's no ticking in the wood. The way the Rabban understands it, it seems, he understands we look at the Gufa of the Melacha, but what defines a Melacha? We look at the broad picture of the Melacha and not the specific act of the Melacha. The Rabban says when you burn wood, to cook food, or you burn wood to heat up the room, there's a fire over here, there's heat over here, and there's a wood over here. We don't just look at the wood. There's no just per se act of just burning wood. We look at the broad picture. We look at the wood, and we look at the fire, look at the heat. Avada, we're not looking at the case of the Mishkan, doing like Rashi, looking at Te'elis B'Guf HaDover, but what defines Guf HaDover? Rashi understands Guf HaDover is the wood. Says Rashi, if so, we'll never find a case, it's always a case of a Kilkel. The Rabban says, no, we define the Guf HaDover as the wood and the fire. That's a whole tzura, we take the whole package. So the Guf HaDover is the wood and the fire. It's a Vadiyah case over here that there's a tikkun over here. There's a milo that you're getting heat out of it. You're cooking food out of it. After the heat, you look at the total package. Therefore, that's why the Chur goes on Mimamshech by the case of Boyer and Zer and Merakid and Chavolo. These cases he goes on saying, and by Geizes, what is the definition of the Melacha? He goes on saying, by the case of Geizes, it's not the Yisoid I want to hear, I want to take into the Guf, not the Rivosh, not Taisvis. The Yisoid is the Maisa Afrodah Shabai. I want to separate the here from the body. Therefore, I want to separate the here from the body, says Ramban, where they want the here, where they want to sack in the body, take into the body, that's Nichol Negedo Melacha Tzich L'Gufoy. Because he's looking at the broad picture, take the whole entire thing into the count. Take the Cyrus in the count, take the person in the count, and the Maisa Afrodah Shabai. Okay, so Chavol is the same thing. Dam, when you want Dam, take out the person. Is it Tikkun inside the Dam? Tzarech L'Kabbal, Tzarech L'Gufoy, Tikkun inside the person. Whatever the Tikkun is, we look at the broad picture. Oh, so it goes on. So what's the Yesod over here, the Machlokes? We have Machlokes of Bevu and of Yechnon. So it goes on to say, for example, let's say you do chavol to a person, but there's no tzarech l'kalboy, no tzarech l'afaroy. There's no tikkun over here, there's no tzarech here at all. Let's say not tzarech for anything. So that is melacha shein tzrich l'gufoy, because it says you can shayach to get an offer, you don't need one with. There's no tzarech to. The melacha, let's say, is maisa binyan. Well, let's say all the disciples says over. Let's say a chayv gemar mitzvah lafar. The gemar ayin gemar base has two melachas, either binyan or chayvish. It says the stipler, the way I do bino, binyan is attaching one thing on top of another. It's not separating dirt from the hole. That's not binyan, right? The binyan is varaya. It's not the said it's separating dirt from a hole. Varaya, take a brick on top of a brick on top of a brick. The chayv al tzbino. That's din deraisa. So the definition of a melacha is not the definition taking dirt from hole. The definition is what? It's creating something to live inside. If so, put something inside to connect things. That's the definition. Dafar taking out no sheikhis the melacha. Burning as a sheikhis the melacha. The wood you burn with the fire, that's the definition of the melacha. Therefore you look at the whole tree of the melacha. You have to define the melacha and then see it's misyachis the melacha. By binyan it's not misyachis the melacha. The case of Chayrish, who actually defines the bialacha, starts off and Mishnah Brua starts off, Simon Shinlam and Zayin. Definition of a Chayrish is to misakin a miyap, make soft the character of a Chayrish, to help the planting process. Taking out the dirt is no sheikhis again to the definition of the melacha. Once there's no definition to the melacha, it's not misyachis to the melacha, therefore it's not aspect negate to the melacha. But the Ban says you have to look at the whole melacha, define the melacha first. Inside Chayv and Tzach Lafaroi, the off is not misyachis to the melacha. Whether it's Chayrish or Baina, Masha Enkin by Geizes, taking your hair off the body, is the whole thing is the melacha. Masha Enkin by Chabola, Dam Hua Nefesh, taking the Dam of the person, the whole thing is the melacha. By Boris, Psalus Mentech Eichel, the whole thing is the melacha. Therefore, whether you want the Psalus or the Eichel, look at the whole entire Tzura. And therefore, you're arguing Rashi. Rashi says by burning something, you only look at the wood, don't look at the fire. The Ban says burning definition is wood with fire. That's the definition. That's the melacha. That's the melacha. Let's look at the whole picture, not just the per se the wood. Let's look at the fire also. Now, once he says this, you saw it, and therefore goes on saying the machlokes of Shimon and of Yehuda by melacha she'en tzrich legufo. It depends upon the machlokes of kol kol v'chaburah. Just like Rashi says, it depends upon the machlokes. Who didn't Ramban say the same thing? Not like Tosfos. It says kabbalah hi biyadenu. However, it goes on how to explain the ma'aseh sugya. The Gemara has machlokes between Rav Avu and between Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon says he tzrich lekabel tzrich laforoi. Rav Avu says he don't. He says the reason why he tzrich lekabel tzrich laforoi is mitzad the chaburah shaboy. He said avad is a tikkun. The reason why he tzrich lekabel laforoi is why mitzad tzrich legufoi. Without tzrich lekabel tzrich laforoi, the chesed tzrich legufoi. Therefore, he says, according to Rav Avu, is echnami not tzrich legufoi. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it is a case tzrich legufoi. Why tzrich lekabel tzrich laforoi makes tzrich legufoi, and they're both arguing in Rav Shimon. So it comes out, he says that one of the soidim lachos and tzrich legufoi like Rashi. And therefore, machlokes of Yehuda and Shimon is totally depend upon kilut kol b'chabura and melachos ein tzrich legufoi. Yet he says pshat the sugya goes like Tosfos. He says, except there's a difference. Tosfos says ticking sasa Tosfos is what is nichle get of ticking, and the Ban says ticking sasa is therefore it's tzrich legufoi. He says the same word of Tosfos, but no shaykes of Tosfos. Tosfos says machlokes of Rav Avu and Rav Yochanan is Rav Avu says no ticking is enough. Rabbi Yechon is saying taking tzas is the ma'aseh is enough to make into the tikkun. That's what you need. And Mash Enkin Ramban says taking tzas is what is makes it in tzach legufa tzach lekal, makes it tzach legufa. That's what taking tzas is doing. Again, so the machloek is saying taking tzas makes it tikkun, and the Ban says taking tzas makes it tzach legufa. That's first the three ways how to learn the sugya. Now just to understand, you said melacha she'ein tzrich legufoy, just in numerous cases to discuss. Start off with a story to say over one of the yeshivas. There's one of the workers in the yeshiva in America was the goyim. And he's working in the yeshiva for numerous years. And after all, they start speaking Yiddish, and they start speaking knowing the halachas, and they know Yiddish better than you. So one of these goyim were goy shavas, is keeping Shabbos. So one of the guys in the yeshiva said, told the guy, "Goy Shabbos Chai Mitzvah." So the guy asked, "What should I do?" He told the guy, "So you should write on Shabbos." So the guy said back, "If I write because of that, that's melacha she'ein tzrich legufoi. I gain nothing out of it." So the guy was like, "Taka, is it true or not true? If a guy writes mitzvah Goy Shabbos, is it melacha she'ein tzrich legufoi?" So fine, story true or not, I'm not sure. But it's a good story to bring out the point. How do you find the get of melacha she'ein tzrich legufoi? There's a Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Kuf Chav Aleph on Beis. The Gemara over there says, by a guy told a yid to go cut some grass for my animal to eat on Shabbos. If not, I'm going to kill you. And said the guy, I'll bring you a raya, because I told another yid to go cook for me on Shabbos. He didn't do it, and I killed him. The Gemara goes on weiter, is a guy Nemon to say that he killed somebody, and therefore in him koch nefesh. Just not me scaring you. Finally, the Gemara goes on saying, he's not Nemon. But Mai said, this Indian that doing something on Shabbos, it's how the guy is going to kill you. Is that a melacha tzrich legufoi? Melacha she'ein tzrich legufoi. You're doing it why? Just like when you tzad nochosh. The nochosh over here, you come to keep away the nochosh because it's going to bite you. That's mlochosh ein tzrich l'gufay. The chura, the guy is going to bite you. He's going to kill you. Is that mlochosh ein tzrich l'gufay? Where they go with the side of Rashi's malach to else begufa dover, you have no to else in the cooking itself, you're doing it, or the cutting of the grass, doing it mitzad of the animal, doing it why mitzad that the guy should not kill you. Where they go in the malach of Taisvis, doing it to the Mishkan, where they go in the malach of Ramban, the chur can tie in any of these malachim, the chur is a malachosh ein tzrich l'gufa, you come into it, why the guy shouldn't kill you. Therefore the Marik and Shuvah, in Simon Kuv Lamadayin, comes along and says, a guy says he's going to do something and he's going to kill you for it, it's a malachosh ein tzrich l'gufa. Just like when you capture a nochosh, you don't get mamish for the reason that nochosh should not kill you. Here also it will bite you. Here also you're cooking for the guy, you're cutting for the guy. So the guy should not do something to you, even though it's a step removed. By the nochosh itself is going to bite you. And here the cooking is not going to bite you. Look, you're doing the cooking for the sake of cooking. And the mela, it'll be a second stage for the guy not to injure you. It's a second stage over here. But Saif Kol Saif says, the Marik, why are you doing it for? You're doing it mitzad pachad of a misa. Hachel Mais is nichon the gedda of an outside factor that you're doing it for. Therefore, it's mlochosh ain't tzrich l'gufay. That's how Chalapachos are Moshe and Shuvah in Chelk Alvim Kuvchav Alv explains this end of the Marik. Once you have this yisoid of the Marik, they come build off the Marik. How many cases can you apply this Marik to? For example, let's say a guy tells you that I'm gonna kill you unless you're Eved Avodah Zarah. Yom Vayav, you have to die for it. You have a way around it by being Mechal Shabbos. You're choosing not to Mechal Shabbos. Not he's telling you to Mechal Shabbos. You have a way not to be able to avoid the Zara by being Mechal Shabbos. What's the halacha in that case? Bira Dover. The Nesiv Shalom wants to explain that there's an interesting Rambam in Yisayda Torah in Parakei. He writes, let's say the halacha is a person puts a gun to your head and says, either I'm going to kill you or you're going to do one of the three cardinal sins, that's Yog Vayavar, Gil Rashvich, Dom Dan Avodah Zarah. The loch is you have to give up your life. Let's say you don't give up your life. You're an Ichshol. Says the Rambam, the loch is you're an Oynis. Perkei Loch Adal, you're an Oynis. So therefore you do not get a punishment by Bezin. Come along the Rambam, two loches later. Let's say your mom is in your deathbed, and come along the doctor and says the only way to wrap yourself is with Avodah Zarah. With Avodah Zarah. You go now and take the Avodah Zarah, says the loch of the Rambam. The halacha is you get an oynish shuroyloi, shalos api bezna napa, you get the mamish oynish, you mamish chayim misa. You chose avodah zarah. There are two cases here of b'koach nefesh. One, the case of b'koach nefesh, where the guy says, I'm going to kill you unless you're oyved avodah zarah. And you're oyved avodah zarah, says the Rambam is an oynish. You're on your deathbed, you're going to die unless you wrap yourself with avodah zarah, says the Rambam, then you get mamish amazing, and you have to eat chayim misa. What's the difference? The Achonim want to explain. It depends what the Misa, what's being told over here. If a guy is telling you straight on to Avodah Zarah, that's what the message you're being told. So therefore, you're not choosing Avodah Zarah. That's what you're being told. You're an Oynis. Mash'enken, you're going to die mitzad this sickness, whatever sickness you have. That's what's, and you now choose a way around it. You choose Avodah Zarah. That's your Bechira. You chose it. V'chayim Misa. Depends what the Misa is telling you. What is the gun telling you? The gun is telling you Avodah Zarah. Ech namin Oynis. The gun is telling you, I'm going to die. You have a way around it. You're choosing Avodah Zarah. That's your own Bechira. That can be chay for it. Therefore, the Siva Shalom wants a taino. Okay, Mashenk, same thing by Shabbos. Let's say a guy tells you to Mechal Shabbos, or tells you to be Avodah Zarah, and you have a way around it to Mechal Shabbos. That's your own choice. You want a taino. That's the case of Melachot Tzvichel Gufay. You're choosing it. Once you're choosing it, you chay for it on Shabbos. Lamaisa, there's a Mephorsha Prima God of Avalet, in Simon Shin Chavchet. He says, not that way. He says, if you choose, Lamaisa, to do something, but you're doing it mitzad b'koch nefesh, it's not different than an ochosh. You're choosing to keep away this thing that's coming on top of you. This outside factor, the nochosh coming to bite you, the fact that you chose it, is still melochosh ein tzrich l'gufay. So the Siv Shalom points out that the Prima God is against him, and in which place can seem to go, not that way. The Yisayit Shabbat, Yisayit Kol Saif, we don't care where it comes from, whether the fact that the Misa is coming that the guy told you the Misa is Avodah Zarah, or the fact that the guy did not tell you that, you have way around it, nichon get him lochosh ein tzrich l'gufay. The third case the Prima Godim has in Rosh Yosef on Ayin Beis and Beis is Gosset, let's say, ki eat the veil of Treifus or Mechal Shabbos. The veil of Treifus is alav, Mechal Shabbos is skilo. Which one should you do? Says the Prima Godim, l'shitasai, even though you're choosing to Mechal Shabbos, you're doing it why? Mitzav alav Shabbos. So if so, Mechal Shabbos is not lochosh ein tzrich l'gufay. So when do you have a choice of eating lav vilsa treifis or do malacha shein tzrich lagufoy? If I do malacha shein tzrich lagufoy, he says if you're paskin like a shimon, you're paskin like a beauty, you'll have a problem. You're paskin like a shimon, avadi, what do you need to take? You take the din of Shabbos, even though you're choosing Shabbos, that's your choice, you should machal Shabbos malacha shein tzrich lagufoy. So if you think about it, it comes out every time that you have a bekuach nefesh on Shabbos, why, and everyone gets involved, the chai ben of pasuk deraisa, according to a shimon, malacha shein tzrich lagufoy. Every case of Koch Nefesh on Shabbos, the Koch Malacha Shein Tzrich Lagufoy. Why do you have a whole entire Sukhi over here? So Siva Shalom wants to say his Mahalach, but Tainas Pim Golem is against him. The Rosh Yosef is against him. It's a bomb cash about him. Why even Koch Nefesh, if you hold like a Shimon, would you pass like a Shimon? Why do you have a Why saying it's in the rice of Mechal Shabbos? You're choosing to do it, why Mitzad? Koch Nefesh. That's Malacha Shein Tzrich Lagufoy. Unless you want to say, we'll leave it as a kasha. Take another case, the Paiskim discuss, the fifth case. What happens you do it not mitzad and the very Shaboy and not mitzad b'koch nefesh? You're doing it mitzad, stam, mitzad yisurim, something going to come and beat you up. Stam, he tells you, either you do this b'chal Shabbos or come and beat you up. What's the loch in that case? So, there's a Gemara that I am based on base, which Bez Hashem will see tomorrow, we'll know the Sugi Mesasek. Over there the Gemara discusses that Avodah Zara is more chomer than Shabbos. How do they have a case of Avodah Zarah is more common than Shabbos? That you be chayif on Avodah Zarah and be potter on Shabbos. The Gemara says, do something mitzad ahava or mitzad yiro. That means on Shabbos, mitzad yiro and ahava you'll be potter. So Taisvus, you don't understand, even on Shabbos, ahava and yiro also be chayif. Ahava and yiro. What does it mean ahava and yiro? So where hell, the Maram explained Taisvus, and the New Ritva says, pshad is, that you do something miyiro, mitzad yisurim, that mloch, that is a case, someone's going to come and beat you up. Or you machal Shabbos. So you don't understand, you should be chayiv for it. Coming on the Pnei Yeshua and Ayin Beis and Beis, he says, you don't understand. My son, someone comes to beat you up. Why are you going to do Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos? Because he's going to beat you up. That's like the Nachash, going to bite you in Hezek to you, do Hezek to you. What's the difference between a Nachash biting you and between someone beating you up? It's the same thing. Therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, it's a Melachal Shein Tzrich Lagufoy. And that's Pshat in the Gemara. That's the Maisa why it's Potter. That's the side of the Gemara. Why? Because beating you up is also Melachal Shein Tzrich Lagufoy. He said, I'll bring you a raya, a peldik of sugyo. He says, there's a mashah, there's an interesting sugyo about the Mekoshish. Mekoshish, the Gemara in Babas and Dafkuf Yates, he went to go teach Klal Yisrael what misa person is chai for on Shabbos. He went, L'shem Shemayim, he was Mechal Shabbos. In fact, Tais Yishonim, you Mechal Shabbos, L'shem Shemayim, but you Mechal Shabbos. What was the head to Mechal Shabbos to teach Klal Yisrael what the misa is for Shabbos? That's how he teach Klal Yisrael. There's no other way to do it. You Mechal Shabbos to teach Klal Yisrael what the Avera is. This is my show. You don't understand. The reason why I did it was to teach Klal Yisrael. Not because he wanted one case of the Gemara is when he took wood and ma'amir together. He gathered wood together. You know why he gathered wood together? To teach Klal Yisrael. Says my show. You know what that is? It's Malach Hashem Tzrich Lagufoy. He's teaching Klal Yisrael what the Avera is. Not because he wanted to do ma'amir. It's Malach Hashem Tzrich Lagufoy. Ayla Maisa, they killed him. How did they kill him? Says my show. In Bezendon and Melsha Eid of Royce, they saw Ma'amr and the Vadis Chayim Miso. I the Mice had the Mekoshish do is it didn't do Rabbanon. There's no Rabbanon then, it was before Rabbanon. So what he did, the Mekoshish, or the one calls him maybe Salafchot, what did Salafchot do? The Mice, he was Mut 100%. Well, Bezendon was Mut 100%, it was no problem. But he was a Melacha Shein Tzrich Lagufoy, he was teaching Klai, so he had no interest at all mitzad the wood. That's what Mashah says. Says, no, if I can't, says Masha, we judge what we see. We kill him because we do not look at Machshava, what we see, what we judge, that's what we see. Adam gave Masura for that, he said, I'm doing it anyway, even though it's not Machshava, it's Kavana. We judge what we see. In this world, they have a cash. Every time you say in Miskatan. Every time you say Malachashen, it's Gumar. Not that in this case. All cases, it goes to the board. Achai for Gumar, I wanted to offer. I cook, I don't want to cook. He's gonna punch, hit me. Every case, I don't want to throw it out, just testing myself, you know. Every case against the cash. We judge what we see. No, there he's going to use the darna. Here he was going to use the wood. Forget the darna falling, you use the urea. I mean, the chicane nenas is around the Rajbam. I'm going to use the urea. I'm going to have enough from the urea. Here the wood, I'm going to take it and throw it out afterwards. I'm no use from the wood. I'm just teaching Christ what the way was. Therefore, says of Neshua, based upon this mashah, that's the story that even Mitzad Yisurim Shabbai also has Nichol and Gedem Locha Shein Tzrich Lagufoy. We have a bunch of cases. We have that we see the search by the pasuk seem to go whether it's pekuach nefesh or you want to get away from pekuach nefesh or mitad yisurim or shem shemaim. We see the nichol melachos in tzurich l'gufay. Therefore, the guy that this janitor came along wanted to taino that the ma'aser to write on Shabbos that as goyish shavas and melachos in tzurich l'gufay. He's a lamb. The lechori is right. Lechori won't patim. And lechori some melachos in tzurich l'gufay. And therefore, he shot mitad the dinderai. So he's still goyish shavas. That's what you would think.
Which is the guy who's melachos on Shabbos?
Oh, they come along the parties Yosef and Tainas. No, the Jano was wrong. That means he didn't get that far. The Jano knew certain stuff. He's not. Well, he wanted Taina. The parties Yosef gets involved with the others. How exactly they keep Shabbos? The Meister. If you give them only mitad chumah of Yisrael, not mitad kula. The Meister, the others, affect the Magen Mishnah and all the Achronim. Parties Yosef, the parties. No, it's the Achronim. It's the Kasha Lachora. But it's the Meister. How the others keep the Shabbos, they have numerous two of them. So one terrorist they want to tie up. The Pious Yosef wants to say, Lamaisa, if they write on Shabbos, it's a Melacha she'ein tzurich l'gufay goyish shavas. But Lamaisa, just like there are numerous places can say that Chachishir or then the Melacha Shabbos does not apply to Goy. Also, Melacha Shabbos in the Cheshivas it also does not apply to Goy, just like Chachishir does not apply to Goy. Therefore, a goyish shavas, if he writes, there's no hetem Melacha she'ein tzurich l'gufay. Therefore, he'll be chayy mitzad as a yid. Mitzad is a goy. Mash enkin mitzad a yid. He'll be a chlami potter. He'll only be a dinder abonon. That's the part. The Yosef wants to say mitzad the ovis. Now mitzad the ovis is the pel otzer Mariel just can point out. But mice and ovis they kept even erev tavshilim even the abonons. So even if he writes, it's true it's potter, but potter of a losser. So how to answer of the ovis the chur the pel on the part of Yosef. The mice mitzad the janitor shavai. The mice is wrong. Mitzad the goy shavai is a melachos shein tzur l'gufay. That's mitzad Yisrael. Mitzad the goy the mice if he writes he has no head to melachos shein tzur l'gufay. So confound he was a lamdim but didn't learn the sugyut to the soif. The mice echanami should have wrote on Shabbos. Now once we have these cases over here, let's take it to a couple other cases which is very hard to understand already. One case, keep it off aim. Father tells you to cook for you on Shabbos. Is that melacha tzurich l'gufay, melacha she'ein tzurich l'gufay? Avad, we listed our father. But Maestro, what is it? It's tzurich l'gufay or not? So the Sefer HaDrash for Ion, he wants a taina based upon the Gemara in Yevamos and Avav. The Gemara there learns out that there's a hekush between Shabbos and between Kibbutz of Aim. It says Hashem will check with you. It says Kibbutz of Aim. One next to another. Come tell you that your father, you do not. Akash Baruch Hu, whatever Akash Baruch Hu says, your father says Akash Baruch Hu wins out. Akash Baruch Hu, we listen to Hashem. Don't listen to your parents. The Chachamim ask over there, why doctor do we compare it to a case of Shabbos?